Welcome back to another edition of Everyday Health Hacker with Dr. Lisa Leal and Mr. Mike Hertzing. So we're going to be talking about this next playlist. It's going to be on osteoporosis, and we really appreciate everybody reaching out to us regarding it. We had lots of views, lots of comments, so we really want to build upon it. So on our first playlist, what we're going to be doing and talking about for this second part of osteoporosis is talking about what we can do naturally to prevent it, because, you know, prevention is the best key. We're going to talk about vitamins, different supplements, different exercises, so that during this winter you can put all of that together and that you can have energy and you'll be protecting your bones all at the same time. So let's go. Let's get started. And we appreciate all of you subscribing, listening, and commenting. Have a blessed day. Stay tuned.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Everyday Health Hacker. I'm Mike Hertzing, along with Dr. Lisa Leal. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Living the dream.
Living the dream.
That's right. Might as well. You know, rain has come and life is good. Dr. Leal is chief medical officer right here at Meridian Health Institute in Sugar Land, Texas, where we have rain today.
How about that? Yay, we've had rain. We need more rain.
We need more rain. Weather's getting better and life is, but unfortunately, the days are getting shorter.
Yes.
And it's making a difference with people. But right now we're talking about osteoporosis. And I've got a friend, longtime friend, I've known since, 60 years. And, you know, he's got osteoporosis. You know, you don't see many guys with it.
You do.
You do. There we go. And you didn't used to. I didn't seem that way.
And I think it's part of it is because we didn't see a lot of it, because it was usually, you know, women are known more to take care of themselves, go and see the doctor, whereas men, you have to twist their arm to, like, you need to go and see a physical and get things done. But again, prevention is key. And if we can, you know, over this next series for osteoporosis, that's what we want to talk about, is vitamins, supplements. What can you do for prevention?
See, I didn't know you could prevent it.
And what can you do in the sense of, if you've already broken a bone, what can we do in the treatment of it that is considered all natural? And, you know, in my opinion, staying away from bisphosphonates.
Well, yeah. What's a bisphosphonate? Explain that in English.
Bisphosphonate. The simplest way that I try to share this with patients is that it is a drug that basically keeps your old bone around. So if you keep your old bone around and you do a bone density, it's going to look like you have a lot of bone, but it's old bone, and old bone does not have the vascularization that it needs. So one of the biggest side effects and most horrible side effects that bisphosphonates has is osteonecrosis. And osteonecrosis usually occurs in the jaw and the femur of the head, the head of the femur in your leg. And what that usually means, you know, I was reading, getting prepared for today's visit and getting ready for everything that we're doing today. And, you know, osteonecrosis, they look at it from a dental perspective, they grade it. And if you have gum disease and a loose tooth, that's grade one. Well, who wants to have grade one if grade four is the loss of the tooth and loss of the bone to where you can't even put an implant in? And that's what just really gotten my attention from all the patients. We're coming into winter weather here, you know, all over. And so we're going to have gray days, and we're already going to be deficient in vitamin D. And that's one of the simplest things for us to do, is have a good level of vitamin D. And when you take vitamin D, it needs to be vitamin D3. I recommend it sublingual or drops, so that you can have better absorption, reabsorption of it. And I share with patients, I'm like, if it's a gray day, take two. And a lot of patients will come back and say, oh my goodness, what a difference. I feel better. I don't get as agitated as easily. You know, progesterone, vitamin D, and thyroid, and I've shared this with other things that we've done, is that those three things help you with your bones. And we want to have really strong bones. And we'll also talk about estrogen here as we go. But yes, men need good bone strength.
Sure.
Because if we're not working out and we're not having resistance against our bones, and when I say working out, I'm not saying go and lift and you know, lift 100 pounds. I'm sure if you're going for a walk, maybe add a weight vest or a backpack of 5 or 7 pounds, because now your bones are being stressed against a weight, and that is allowing the bone to regenerate itself because it gives it a little bit of stress. Because you are stressing your bones. A lot of patients, you know, they'll say, is it just the bisphosphonate that caused the osteonecrosis or the dental loss? I have patients that have healthy bones and they have teeth that wiggle. Well, why is that? Easy thing. They're actually having so much stress when they sleep that their anxiety and their depression is causing them to grind. If you think it from a biblical perspective, gnashing of teeth. And what that does is that it wears the bone. Now, when bone has what I call good pressure, let's say that you're in Invisalign or you're in braces, and I always recommend Invisalign, because Invisalign will slowly move the teeth. And when it's slowly moving the teeth, it causes the movement, which movement means that it's coming to the side. Mm-hmm. And because we're taking care of ourselves and we're eating right, the good nutrition is allowing new bone to be built that's stronger than it was before. So that's why you have that a smile that stays in its place with Invisalign. And again, there are lots of other modalities. It's just one of the things that we do. And I think it's a great way for patients who are suffering from osteoporosis is understanding, why do my bones need to have a little bit of stress? Because you don't see a lot of women that want to go out to the gym and lift weights. I enjoy it. I really love it. There's a lot of apps that you can do at home with a 3-pound, 5-pound weight. Mm-hmm. And it's just one of the things. So if I had to say the top couple of things that you would do in order to prevent osteoporosis or osteopenia, any of those ailments.
That? What's that?
Explain osteopenia that. Is when you've gone past osteoporosis and now you have areas on an x-ray that are, you see black on the x-ray. So that means that the density of the bone has fallen away. So that nice white bone now has a lot of black areas. So that bone is thinner and that's dangerous. And how we prevent that is with natural hormone replacement, making sure that your hormones are balanced. Number two, vitamin D. I always recommend 5,000. And on a day like today that there is no sun because we're having rain, which we're very excited about, take 10,000. Number three is taking calcium. And there are different types of calcium as well. You know, a lot of people say, do I take this with food? Do I don't take this with food? And, you know, if you are not having hormone replacement and you're young and you're not having a lot of dairy products, maybe you're dairy intolerant, lactose intolerant,
right,
you still need to get your vitamin, your calcium into your body. So you might take 500 if you're young. If you are 45 and up, you probably need 1,000 milligrams of calcium. You have calcium citrate and calcium gluconate. Calcium citrate, you can take on an empty stomach. Calcium gluconate, you need to have food in your tummy in order for it to be absorbed. So all these little things can help you have a better dietary nutritional plan so that you can help build the bone.
Okay, does bone never stop growing?
Yes, it does. Okay. You know, bone stops growing because, you know, if you watch videos and you see, let's talk about children who don't have good nutrition. How tall are they? You know, their bones do not grow like a child that has the normal nutrition. Well, all of our lives, we want the bone density to increase and to stay strong. So I'll have a lot of women, let's call these my 30-year-old women, and they'll say, you know, doc, you know, I'm still wearing, and I'm just going to give it a sample. Mm-hmm. I'm still a size 6, but, you know, I am 8 pounds over what I want it to be. I'm like, do you fit in your clothes like you used to? Well, yes. I'm like, well, when were you, let's say, 10 pounds lighter? And usually they'll always say high school. And I'm like, the difference is that your bones are actually denser and stronger. So that's a good thing. I want you to keep those bones strong. And yeah, there's going to be a little bit of a fluctuation in your weight that's going to be a little bit heavier, but that's good weight to have.
Right.
Now we need to stress it so that we can maintain it. So when we're in our 70s, 80s, and 90s, we have the balance, because it also helps with balance, and we have the ability to maintain our bones.
Yeah, but more muscle also makes a difference too.
Absolutely, because right. It's giving it's giving resistance against the bone, so that's why the bone stays strong.
Perfect. So you recommend calcium?
Yes.
Both or either or?
Calcium citrate or calcium gluconate. I prefer citrate because I can take it on an empty stomach, so that's okay. Me personally. A vitamin D, 5,000 on a day that has no sun, 10,000. Remember that vitamins A, D, E, and K are fat-soluble vitamins, so you can take too much. So, you know, if you're not sure, go ahead and talk to your doctor. We can actually draw vitamin levels. People want to get really scientific in their vitamins and supplements. We can actually look at something called SpectraCell, and that's actually a local company here in the Houston area that looks at the lymphocytes, which is part of our bodies and our blood, mm-hmm. And it will show us what's absorbed and what we're actually utilizing.
Ooh,
so that gets it really scientific.
Well, that's really cool, because otherwise you're going to find out, I can take all this all I want, but I'm not absorbing it, so what?
And
good
I don't
is
feel
it?
Good. And I don't feel good. I don't feel good.
There you go.
Yes.
So that might be the other side. And then you also may have something, some kind of virus that makes it give you a lot of fatigue, and you don't.
Right, and there are viruses. I'm glad you brought that up, because there are viruses that cause chronic fatigue. That's cytomegalovirus, Epstein-Barr virus, and we can check titers to see if people have this. And funny thing is that usually that virus will go away and become non-existent, still living in your body, but non-existent because it's in remission, by adding amino acids, and that amino acid is glutathione.
I know.
Yeah, I know, because you take it.
I know all about that.
You take it.
Yes, because I had that. And boy, I tell you what, I couldn't hardly get off the couch.
Yeah, and
it was tough.
And there's also, like, you know, we were talking about before we started the podcast, is that, you know, you like to take rhodiola.
Yep.
You know, a lot of times on the weekends, we actually take extra supplements because we're having so much fun and we don't want to miss out.
Yes, you're exactly right, because you just like, it's such a, especially if it's a pretty weekend,
mm-hmm.
you know. It's not, but it's so tough when the clocks change and all of a sudden you wake up in the morning and you go to work and it's dark and you come back and it's dark.
Yes.
And you're kind of going, come on, give me a break here.
Right.
And it's just, especially folks that are unlucky enough to work in an office all day.
Right, and that's where we actually have special lights here that allow people to get the energy that they need from right. sunlights, and they're sun lamps, and those are very helpful. There's rhodiola, ashwagandha, and, you know, rhodiola, I kind of say, yes, you can absolutely take it. Ashwagandha, some people can take it, because I always want to be cautious with those that have heart conditions with it.
Mm.
So, you know, again, going over your nutritional plan with your doctor is very helpful. If the doctor is not sure if it's helpful, then I encourage you not to look on Dr. Google. I mean, Google is very helpful, but take a look at PubMed, take a look at ResearchGate. These are wonderful areas that can actually take you to peer-reviewed studies that can help you make a good decision. And you can, of course, always call us or email, and we'll help you direct you.
Oh, this is just what? Were we on part one?
Yeah, we're only on part one.
We've got more to talk about this, so hang on. More to come. This is going to be fun. And we can learn all these big words.
So stay tuned. Everyday Health Hacker, any questions, please give us a ring through our email, info@everydayhealthhacker.com or info@meridian-dds.com. We would love to listen and hear what you have to say, because we are here to be your resource for all your medical dental needs for you and your family. We look forward to you staying tuned. Like and subscribe.